Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, am I dripping or tripping or what?
Let me get you dripping real quick. Okay,
Let me get you dripping real quick.
Now we're dripping.
Coach. So I've been hearing that you calling me and Chris the best corners that you coach
ever,
coach.
Ever.
Tell us about that, coach.
Oh, hey. More and more, right? Best I've ever been.
Signing off Broncos TV.
All right.
Dripping, baby.
Not like a duplex, but like a hood duplex, you know.
Two Texans from the opposite sides of the tracks, Wade Phillips and Aqib Talib. We will be rooting for you on Sunday. The official team of In the Loop Championship Sunday, the Los Angeles Rams. John Lopez is in your corner. I'm in your corner. I don't know if Figgy Fig's in your corner. Figgy, you in or not?
Rams?
I'm in.
All right, he's in. So
it's Wade Phillips and the hood. I love the way
hood
he says
hood.
Love the way he says hood.
I respect that as well. Texans offseason upon us. Looks like the Jags are leaning towards bringing Nick Foles in as their quarterback, which would be, I don't know if it's scary.
Has that been reported or is that just still speculation?
DeFilippo is probably going to be their offensive coordinator in the next coming days. And then Nick Foles, it would make sense for him to follow. And we're getting a lot of texts on the DWIattorney.com text line. A lot of people saying Le'Veon Bell should come to town. Other people saying, throwing out the name Kareem Hunt, mm-hmm. which if they want to do that, go ahead. I'm not going to sit here and be the moral police. I'm against it, but mm-hmm. if they wanted to do that, at the very least, it would be something different. I mean,
I'm
not condoning.
You might as well change the logo on the helmet.
This is my thing. I don't if organizations are willing to take the PR backlash to try to better their team, more power to them. I'm not one of these guys that talks about sports, so I'm going to sit here and be the moral police. I think Kareem Hunt is an absolute low-life scumbag punk, mm-hmm. but if they did that, it would be at the very least be interesting, and I'm sure it would be very, very much cheaper than what a player with Kareem Hunt's talent would normally demand for obvious reasons.
Again, the NFL has obviously, you know, let in some pretty shady characters. I mean, you could say Aqib Talib is one, although he's become much more of a pro in the last few years. But they would actually have to they would really change their stripes even for this.
Yeah,
and for the Texans to bring him in,
it'd be crazy.
They would have to change the logo on the helmet. That's how different it would be for them.
We're about to get to some calls 713-572-4610 to get in. Shout out to all the Loopholes Think Tank coming up actually in 19 minutes. It would be interesting to see if that did happen, but I don't really see it happening. Larry and Stafford, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, man.
Hey man, John, Landry, you know what? Y'all kind of hit on it, but on this Kareem Hunt deal, just y'all are talking about how the Texans value those draft picks and they want to be able to build through the draft. You said it. You don't go into a draft knowing that you're going to just take this player. There's a lot of evaluation going into it, and you can get the kind of lineman you want in the third, fourth, fifth round. But on the Kareem Hunt deal, that makes the most sense because, number one, he's a free agent. So he's not going to cost you anything in terms of draft picks. Number two, Kareem Hunt has never been convicted. He's never been arrested. The girl didn't want to file charges then. And so now he's just going through the system, what the NFL has in place. And we can't continuously sit up here and act like that people aren't going to make mistakes and walk around with this scarlet letter on their chest for the rest of their life. If I'm in Houston, Texas, and Lopez, you said it, you may have to change the logo over there, but that's what they ass need anyway, because I'm tired of the same dudes going over there doing the same crap anyway. But if you compare Kareem Hunt with Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, knowing all along that you still going to have to face Andrew Luck and the Pat Mahomes in this league, then you might have wanted to take a dynamic running back and pair him with Dante Foreman, and that would be one issue that you resolve without having to go in the draft. And don't try to talk to me about they need to draft tight ends. What they ask me to do is cut Ryan Griffin and play the two tight ends that made their offense look like something in the Jordan twins when they was playing. So there's a lot of things that Brian Gaines can do. And I'm one of these people, man. If y'all don't understand what I'm going to say about that offensive line is this. You can't keep turning your offensive line over every year because Mike Munchak is a prime proponent of saying, and if you go back, you'll find it when he said, you got to give an offensive line a lot of time to build the continuity with the quarterback and with each other so that they can flow. And if you remember, the Texas offensive line went to Kaka when they got rid of Brazil and Eric Winston. And we've been struggling ever since then. What they need to do is allow Bill O'Brien to get his head out of his ass and get an offensive coordinator and relieve some of that tension over there and let the fans go over there and actually enjoy a damn football game. Because I've said it and I'll continue to say it. This is the first time that I've considered giving up my season tickets.
Man.
I'm kind of tired of stale bread, man. And if Bill O'Brien is going to come back and do the same thing again, they might kiss Larry and Stafford goodbye over there on Kirby. And
that's a legendary fan right there.
He ain't going to do it, though.
I don't think he will. Ain't gonna do but it. For Larry and Stafford to go to that degree, we all know about his passion and such. And he knows. He knows that what he's talking about with Kareem Hunt is just not going to happen. He, you know, he's just talking about what a lot of people are talking about. They need that shakeup offensively to look. 11-5 is 11-5. Mark Vandermeer, you know, has famously said, you know,
it's not though.
Are you insane? No, I'm saying the record is what it is.
But it is. See, and a lot of people say, you know, you are what your record is. That's an in-season quote. That's a Bill Parcells quote for your current place in the standings. That's what the tuna meant when he said that. But in the NFL, 11-5 is not 11-5 from one season to the next.
Well, but that's what my next point was going to be.
They were 4-12 last year. They were not a 4-12.
They were 11-5. We know what it meant. We know how close they got. We also know how far they are from because of what we saw. It's not what their record said they were. It's because of what we saw that people are feeling this way.
But this is the thing, like, and I get what you're saying on the Kareem Hunt thing, and I'm not going to sit here and wave the bring Kareem Hunt flag, but I think it would be nice to see, because I feel like there's an assumption, and McClain uses this assumption, a lot of fans use the assumption, I think a lot of people on the microphone use the assumption that because the Texans have done things a certain way the last decade or whatever under Rick Smith, that's how they do things. Because McClain, even when he's talking about
right.
J.D. Clowney, he says, well, they never have this kind of holdout. They never have this. This is what they do. It would be nice to see Brian Gain do something different.
But not that. That's just it's a non-starter.
It would. There would be a lot of outrage.
Can I interest you in some breaking news?
You could.
Anybody want breaking news? Anyone?
Yes.
Anyone?
Yes.
Anyone?
Go ahead.
How about this? On the Players Tribune, Jalen Hurts writes a thank you to the University of Alabama and announces that he will be, taking his talents to Oklahoma.
I don't think he's going to be good there.
Well, he wouldn't scare me as much as Baker Mayfield is, or Kyler Murray, that's for darn sure.
I do not. I laugh at that. That's not an offense. I mean, you can run in that offense, but they're going to have four new starting offensive linemen. They're going to lose Hollywood Brown in the slot. They still have Sermon coming back at running back, and they have CeCe Lamb, who I think is going to be one of the top prospects heading into the NFL draft next year, probably their best receiver. But that's not an offense where, I mean, you have to have very, 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 very quick decision-making, and you have to be able to tote the rock around in Lincoln Riley's offense. That's good for him for going to Oklahoma. I mean, he's going to have some talent around him, but if I'm another team in the Big 12 and I have a rooting interest, then I'm not concerned about that. And if you want to localize it to right here where we are,
he's from here.
U of H opens the season against Oklahoma next year, so you're going to get a shot at Jalen Hurts, and I think it's going to be a lot easier to stop Jalen Hurts than it would be a quarterback that can tote the rock around.
Here's what I think is going on. I think they're looking for him to come in, and I'm trying to remember, I'm looking as I'm talking, find the name of that quarterback that they signed that Gerard said is the best he's ever worked with at the Nike camp. I'll find his name.
They're going to redshirt him?
No, work with him and maybe...
What's Jalen going to work with him on?
I mean, no, kind of stem the tide, I should say. Okay. You know, until he's... Until he signs, unless it's the next year's class that he's in. But anyway.
And he can play immediately. He graduated.
He's a graduate. Correct? Yeah, he's a graduate.
Okay. So it'll be interesting to see how Jalen Hurts does. It really doesn't shake much fear in my soul or anything like that. I don't think it really should in anyone else in the Big 12. But
Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler. Shout out to Spencer Rattler.
According to Gerard, who's worked at the Nike camp for years.
But Jalen Hurts isn't going there to be a backup. So obviously they've talked to him and they're going to let him.
You know, I'm sure they've been straight up with him about you're going to have a chance to be the starter, you know, right out of the chute. But if Rattler comes on, it's going to be over.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't really think much of Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma, actually. I'm actually okay with
that. No, I agree with you on that part. He's not going to be those guys.
No. All right. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead, Sean.
You know, it's funny that you guys talk about the draft class that's coming up. And I must say, you know, in my eyes, that your caller who called talking about Kareem Hunt, you know, I understand where he's coming from. But if I'm Bill O'Brien, I'm going to change up the locker room a little bit. I'm going to put Le'Veon Bell back there and draft two linemen, cornerback, and another receiver to take some pressure off of DeAndre Hopkins. Now, I know a lot of people say he's expensive, but why not go after him? You know, why not? We got the money. And, you know, Houston is a couple of pieces away from a Super Bowl. And we had a decent season, I'm going to say. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
I just don't know. I don't know if they are a couple pieces away. I think they're a complete – the offense needs to look a little more dynamic than it does. I don't know if they're a couple pieces away. And I just don't know. With the money that they do have, I don't know if throwing it at Le'Veon Bell. Guys make immediate impacts as rookie running backs all the time.
I feel like we shouldn't even be talking about this because it's so unlikely that it'll happen.
Well, that's you know? What the offseason's
for,
J-Lo.
I get, you know, that's what we do. I'm not going to do my job here, but it's just like so out there that it's just not going to happen.
Big news of the day, John DeFilippo looks like he's going to be the offensive coordinator for the Jaguars, the same guy who coached Nick Foles. So could Nick Foles be next? Also, Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts, he's going to take his talents, as he says, to Oklahoma. Coming up next, it's the In the Loop Think Tank. You know what time it is, 713-572-4610 to get in. We're going to do that. And on the front end of that, stuff from your childhood that people younger than you will not understand. We're going to have the OG list some of those things. You're listening to In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.